Ladies and gentlemen, in the Never Forget Files, this episode belongs. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Another one of those where I'm going to explain a video so you can hear the audio so you don't think I'm full of crap. So in the days of COVID, I mentioned it more, you can find the term artery pasta. And what I've explained is it's very, very, very simple as the probable mechanism. Many different people, like phlebotomists, are like, I've never seen this stuff before. Or you'll hear witnesses saying, I think it's the phlebotomist, but now I don't remember. Whoever it is, no, it's embalmers. Embalmers are like, well, I mean, yeah, you just find the right artery, you put in the embalming fluid, and the body would not accept the embalming fluid, which stunned them. And then that led to them understanding that there was, if you will, artery pasta, fibrous structures that ended up taking the shape of the arteries and or the veins, the circulatory system, taking on the branch and, just that big branch and smaller branch and smaller branch, and just filling up arterial systems. That's why I called it artery pasta. It looks about like it, but it's much more tough. And it just continues to grow. And the mechanism is very, very simple. The mRNA vaccine, the whole idea is you invade the body's protein-forming structure with a Trojan horse that the body would have otherwise kicked out. They put it in the right type of... I'm trying to think of the name. The other... One of the names for fat. They put it in that type of a vehicle that then is enough of a Trojan horse, the body accepts it, it gets into the protein forming structures, and it says create protein, and then it does. It creates protein and then continues to create protein, because nothing says and stop at 15 or stop at 100. So I've told you there is artery pasta. So let's go ahead and listen to some audio, and as usual, I'll describe some of the video, but I think you'll be pretty certain that I just didn't make up this audio. So this was someone appearing live, I think, on probably InfoWars, and it's that guy who looks kind of studious, is dark hair, and he usually wears glasses, kind of, a good thick set of hair. I guess he's in the range of 25 to 32, but I don't know those guys. And so let's listen. Yeah, it is InfoWars.
In order to provide contrast, and then I'm just washing it with ethyl alcohol.
So what he's doing is he's got a piece of these fibrous structures. As you look at it, you can see that in total, when it's kind of bunched up, it's you can see based on the scale of his hands, the part that he brought would be something that kind of fits, in the, as it's kind of folded up. If you had your hands together like you're trying to hold something fragile at the edge of your fingers with your fingers closed, towards your fingertips, it kind of, take up parts of 2 to 3 fingers and that extended half of those fingers. So something about that size. And he's coloring it. So what he's first going to be doing is coloring it so he can see it under a slide, and then he'll describe it as they're looking at it under the slide.
And once this is done, we're going to go ahead and place it under the microscope.
And that's to get the contrast, so it's just more easily viewable under the microscope, right?
Exactly. Again, kind of standard staining techniques, but usually used for microbiology. But we're just using it for these tissue samples here. Now, I'm going to flatten this out with another slide because it's a little too tall. It's pretty, chunky here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to kind of flatten it out a little bit. I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah.
And now we're going to go ahead and place this under the microscope in real time. Again, because the reason I'm doing this is I don't want anybody to think that any of this is, faked or anything like that.
Right, doing the whole thing live. My God.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
Oof.
It's adjusted to now we're looking at it via the microscope, and it's just an absolute glob of what looks like some kind of pasta. It is still together, but you can see, if you will, like... all these connected strands. It's not one piece. It's as though it's a bunch that has a bunch of strings coming off of it. in various shapes with a certain amount of tension and kind of springiness to us, to it more like a spring that still has the tension on it, so it's not extended. I mean, it still looks like pasta, but I'm just giving you that characteristic. It's all bunched together, even though you can see all these different parts to it.
Look at that graphic right there.
No, but I mean, but look, this is what's in people's body. This is what's being removed from people's damaged hearts, and you can see why. I mean, my God, for the radio viewers, so I don't know how to describe it. You got to just see the image.
Go back to the microscope image, if you will, please. Yeah, help describe this for the radio viewers, but we're going to start zooming in on this, and we're going to get a lot more contrast and information. I have to refocus as we move. But what I want you to notice about this, and again, this is coming out of people who were formerly alive. People are walking around with these things growing inside
right.
their arteries and blood vessels, okay? These are massive. These are not the size of just one protein. These are like billions of proteins. And
when I told you they keep building, okay, and they're white fibrous protein structures, you just heard him say it. What is mRNA? It says the vaccines. It's not a vaccine. It's just something that makes your body do something. Rather than just give the foreign tissue in an elegant fashion for the body to react to, it invades the cell as a masquerading as something that should be there and delivers a payload of instructions to build proteins. I've told you mRNA is incredibly fragile, and therefore what if you have partial instructions, or what if their instructions just suck to begin with, or what if, because this is true, they didn't look to see if, yeah, we deliver those instructions, but is that always what happens? And then they could have, you know, found out their quality control problems because it's, you know, fragile. And they'd see, uh-oh, we totally did not mean for that to happen. We thought it was going to produce only spike proteins. But then again, they said it was going to stay, you know, in the deltoid too, and that's not the case. This is in the arteries and blood vessels.
These are strands. In fact, I want to show you something. Let me zoom out. I want to show you something that's just...
So, again, I know you're not watching, and I'm explaining, but he just said protein structures. He said billions of cells. He said strands. So that goes in line with how I'm describing it to you.
It's going to blow your mind. If I grab this with the forceps here, you can see that on screen, and I start to pull, I want to show you how much I can pull and how strong these are before this breaks.
Oh, wow.
You see how they are fibrous and they are strong. They're like rubber bands.
Right, and it looks like it has a consistency of, and I hate to even put it this, but it looks like some of the raw calamari. I mean, it looks like...
There you go. Raw calamari. Like I said, artery pasta. Right? And the idea is it's much stronger than that.
Like some sort of rubbery seafood.
Yep.
But not...
There you go, guys. I mean, I don't lie to you when I throw these things past you and describe things I've discussed and witnessed before. You can find this. You just have to keep looking and spread the truth. And again, you understand the mechanism. It is not even hard to understand. If you don't test and you said, oh, this would be smart, let's fake the body into creating proteins. And then you're surprised that a bunch of proteins are being created in an out-of-control fashion? Why would that even surprise you? Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. I am Tyson Harley.